Hey friend, today is a very special episode because I'm going to teach you how to crochet through your emotions, which is obviously the name of the podcast. Using crochet to process my emotions was the first major step I took in getting back in the driver's seat of my mental health. We'll talk about what emotion processing is and why it's important, how I started crocheting through my emotions, both negative and positive, and how you can start to do the same. It's going to change the way you look at crochet forever. Crochet is not just a craft, it's therapy for the soul. Welcome to Crocheting Through Emotions. If you are sick of feeling exhausted, irritable, and paralyzed by overwhelm, I'm here to teach you how creativity and radical self-care will stop you from feeling stuck so you can start living a more fulfilled life. Hey friend, I'm Sigoni, yarn lover, proud introvert, and recovering anxious perfectionist. After many years of struggle, I finally realized mental health is an internal battle only we can fight our way out of. So after a complete mental breakdown, I started focusing on my needs and in the process learned a buttload about myself. Stress is a part of everyday life. The only way out is to live a little more creatively. So grab a crochet hook, a cute journal, and get comfy cozy. It's time to crochet through your emotions. Throughout life, we hear things that make us feel like feeling or showing any emotion is a bad thing. Either you hear or you say to yourself, get over it. It's not a big deal. Just tough it out. Stop wallowing in your feelings. In my middle school to high school stage of life, I didn't really have anyone who cared about my feelings. My parents had just gone through a rocky divorce, and it left all of us, my sister, my mom, my dad, we were all just separated. We kind of went off in our own directions. So I didn't really have anybody to talk to. And in high school, I was already kind of going through my own depression with getting in with the wrong crowd, and so I didn't really have many friends that I could go to either. So most of the time, I held in all of my emotions. And we all know what happens when you bottle things up. It doesn't end well. The thing is, no one can tell you how to feel. You feel the way you feel for whatever reason, and no matter the reason, your feelings are valid. And that's why it's so important to process your emotions, because unprocessed emotions result in constant overthinking, thinking about an incident over and over, big reactions to seemingly small situations. It's not being able to let go of resentment or being able to learn from an experience and move forward. Unprocessed emotions create confusion, overwhelm, anxiety, and depression. Emotions are a real roller coaster, aren't they? One minute you're overjoyed, and the next you're overstimulated. It's exhausting. You've already heard the story of how I started crocheting, so I won't get into the nitty-gritty. But if you haven't listened to episode 1, here's a little recap. I picked up crochet as a new hobby when I was feeling stressed, depressed, and what felt like rock bottom. So the first thing I did, without even realizing, was crochet through stress. We've probably all done this, whether you've thought about it that way or not. Last year, when I hit my limit and took a mental sabbatical? I don't even know how to say that. I started really thinking about what went wrong. And what I realized was that when crochet turned into my business, I stopped crocheting for me. It became a job rather than my creative outlet. It was no longer stress relief, it was just work. And honestly, over the next 7 years, I never even realized that that was a problem until last year when I completely lost all desire to crochet. I no longer felt creative, and I wanted nothing to do with it. I realized that it had been a long time since I crocheted something for myself. I was always crocheting for other people or for the blog or following trends, and sometimes I would go weeks without even crocheting because I was just focused on blog work or social media. I felt like everything I made had to be a new design to put on the blog, or else it was a complete waste of time. And then if I had a friend or a family member who wanted me to make something for them, it would add to the pile of overwhelm I already had building up. Anytime someone asked me to make something for them, even knowing it's going to stress me out, I say yes because I hate to disappoint anyone. But then I would start getting anxiety about how I'm supposed to fit in that project for my friend when I'm working on other projects that felt more important at the time. Especially when someone gives me a deadline, like a birthday or a holiday. Yikes. I know that they're not trying to put all this pressure on me. It's really just me putting pressure on myself. And because of that, half the time I wouldn't even finish anything. And that would make me even more stressed out. I'm not sure if you've experienced this or if it's just a crochet entrepreneur problem, but it was mentally exhausting. So when I finally sat down and had this realization, I decided that I would no longer take requests. I would no longer be following trends or designing just for SEO and blog purposes. I would just crochet for me. And because stress and overwhelm was such a problem for me, those are the emotions I started with. In one of the first three episodes, I talked about how the first thing I did was stopped working. I stopped working and just sat on the couch for a few days and let myself mentally reset. And so after I did that and I was ready to start crocheting again, that's when I would ask myself, how do I feel today? What am I in the mood to make? And asking myself these things made me see things a lot more clearly. I wanted to see more of my crochet around the house. I wanted home decor, pillows, banners, coffee cozies. I knew if I saw more of my work everywhere, it would make me happier. So I would just look around the house and say, that table could use a table runner. Or I could use a cozy for this giant can. I started making whatever I felt like making. And every day I would ask myself the same question. How do I feel? And what do I want to make? And this made me see the types of projects I enjoyed making depending on the mood I was in. Because if you're anything like me, I'm in a new mood every day. At first, though, my emotions were all negative because obviously I was working on myself, trying to get to know myself again. But after crocheting through my emotions for some time, my negative emotions, that is, I sat down one day to crochet, and it was the first day I was filled with complete joy, like for the first time in a long time. I didn't have any anxiety that day, and that was rare for me. And then I was like, wait, now what do I do? What do I make if I'm happy? And so I started thinking about what I could make for positive emotions, things that would make me happier than I already was. So I started making things that inspired curiosity, creativity, and kindness. And this is what I ended up with. We have crocheting through negative emotions on one side and crocheting for positive emotions on the other. 10 emotions total. So for negative, we have anger and stress, boredom and avoidance, fear and anxiety, sadness and disappointment, shame and insecurity. And yes, I know, it sounds like there's more than five there, but really I just used two words to describe one general feeling because I feel like they can be labeled in different ways. But then we have positive emotions. And under that, there's creativity, curiosity, kindness, mindfulness, and self-care. And remember that I was simultaneously working on my mental health in the background in terms of reading self-help books and figuring out how to make things work for me. So there are reasons why I chose those positive emotions. For example, I was reading a book called Unwinding Anxiety by Dr. Judd Brewer. In chapter 16, titled The Science of Curiosity, he starts with a quote by Albert Einstein that says, "I have no special talents. I am only passionately curious." And this two sentences alone shows us how important it is to be curious. Albert Einstein admitted that he doesn't have any special talents. He just was really curious about everything. And that led him to so many different discoveries. And inside this chapter, Dr. Brewer defines curiosity as a strong desire to know or learn something. And I'm going to quote this page right here. "Curiosity is an innate, natural, and universal capacity that we all share. And it naturally blossoms most fully when we're children. When you can tap into your own curiosity, it helps you discover how the world works, drawing you in with childlike wonder." Have you noticed how carefree children are? Sometimes I watch my kids and I wish I could see the world the same way that they do. And that is the importance of curiosity. When you're curious about things, it excites you, it lifts you up, and you want to learn more and more about that thing until you're satisfied. And then you find the next thing, and then you get excited about that, and it's a continuous cycle. You should always find something to be curious about. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why I love crochet so much. Because in the beginning, there are so many things to learn with crochet. It's impossible to get bored. There's 1,000 different techniques and stitches and yarn, and you can even combine knitting and crochet. It's called crochet knitting. I don't know what it's called, but there's Tunisian crochet. I've already talked about this in other episodes, I know. But again, it just brings out the curiosity because you are always learning something new. And I have something so fun that we're going to be doing here on the podcast, and it's going to be called Crocheting for Curiosity. And I think I'm going to try and do this about once a month, but I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. So you'll have to stay tuned for that. But it's specifically Crocheting for Curiosity, and I'm super, super excited. Moving on. Now that you know the backstory of how I started crocheting through my emotions, I want to help you do the same. So we're going to go over the 5 steps to start crocheting through your emotions. The first step is to pause and reflect. Before you start crocheting, you want to be still. Sit in a comfortable chair, sit on your porch, at the park, wherever you can be alone and relaxed. You can even take a shower and do this in the shower because we all know the shower is relaxing and we do a lot of our deep thinking in there. But take a deep breath. Ask yourself what you're feeling. Are you angry, sad, confused, jealous, tired? Name the feeling. And you want to sit in that emotion for a minute and really understand what you're feeling and why you're feeling that way. But we'll talk more about that in a second. So step 2 is to choose a crochet project. Now, based on the emotion you're feeling, you'll choose a project. On my website, sigonimacaroni.com, I have free crochet patterns available, and I've designed it to be easy to navigate to find the emotion you're looking to crochet through. So all you have to do, and I'll leave the link for my website and all the links, including Unwinding Anxiety, the book, I'll leave all those links in the show notes below. So once you head to my website, you will click on Crochet Pattern Index on the main page, and it will take you to the page where you can filter through each pattern based on the 10 different positive and negative emotions. In the beginning, you'll most likely start with negative emotions, and that's a great first step. And if you don't find anything you like on the website, you can always do what I did and just ask yourself, what do you feel like making in this moment? And you can find a pattern on Pinterest or even make something up as you go. Now, step 3 is to start processing your emotions, aka crocheting through your emotions. So make sure you get comfortable. And in the future, I'm going to be talking about a great sensory routine that you can set up for yourself. But for now, just find a comfortable spot. You can have complete silence or you can turn on some quiet music. I love classical music when I'm trying to relax. Once you find your project and you start crocheting, you can do one of 2 things. The first thing is to self-reflect. So as you're crocheting, think about the feeling or situation as you crochet. Think about why you feel that way. What happened? What are you trying to move past or overcome? Can you do something to fix that particular problem? There are lots of things you can ask yourself here. Have an internal dialogue with yourself. Sometimes this might get overwhelming with all these new thoughts, and that's when I highly recommend journaling, which is step 4. But before we get into step 4, let's go back to the second thing you can do when you start crocheting. If you're at a point where you're consumed with big emotions and it's too much to even think through it in that moment, or you're about to have an anxiety attack, use crochet as a distraction instead. This is when I would suggest patterns inside the crocheting through anxiety section. And you'll find these within my website as well. These patterns are a little more complicated or require more thought. Because whenever you have a distraction, it helps your mind settle down. It doesn't mean that you avoid the problem forever. It's just a distraction in the moment so you can calm yourself down. So if you're a beginner and you don't want to do anything complicated, crochet while watching or listening to your favorite show that always makes you laugh, or a funny podcast, or watch America's Funniest Home Videos, because who can watch that without smiling? My kids love that show. Just distract yourself and give yourself a little mood boost while in that moment. Once you start to feel better, though, you'll still need to revisit that emotion and the cause behind it. Otherwise, you're just adding to that pile of unprocessed emotions, resulting in another breakdown later. Now, step four is to journal. I have talked to so many people that do not care for journaling. I've heard all the reasons why they don't want to. They don't like writing. It hurts their hands. They don't feel like it. They don't want anybody to see it. They don't think it'll help. We'll talk more about the importance of journaling in another episode, but I'm telling you right now, it is a game changer. I'm not asking you to write Dear Diary every morning. Just write out your thoughts about this emotion when you have too much circling in your brain. The act of writing it out on paper lifts the overwhelm. And if you don't want anybody to see it, crumple it up and throw it in the trash. It's not something that you have to hold on to and read. It's just to express those emotions. For me, and I know that this isn't everybody, but for me, writing out how I feel is like the best way I can express myself. I think more clearly when I'm writing it down. And now we're on to step five, which is accept your feelings. As I said earlier, your feelings are valid no matter what you feel. Don't let anyone else tell you how to feel. The sooner you accept them, the sooner you can move past them. And what does it mean to accept emotions? It just means to understand that you cannot change a situation. Maybe you can make something better in the future, but whatever happened in the past, it's not something that you can change. And that's the first step to acceptance. And there's nothing wrong with you for feeling this way, whatever you're feeling. It just means that you're human. Like, that's a good thing, right? Because that means you're not a robot. We don't want to be robots. We want to be people. So feel those emotions. Accept the emotions. Understand that there's nothing wrong with you. And then keep moving forward. That's a quote from Walt Disney, actually, in the movie Meet the Robinsons. I remember seeing this quote, and this always stuck with me. Around here, however, we don't look backwards for very long. We keep moving forward, opening up new doors and doing new things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. And you know what's funny about that quote is I honestly didn't even realize that it had to do with curiosity until I started reading that quote. But the most important thing here is to keep moving forward. And if you've already followed the first four steps, then accepting these emotions will come a lot easier. And that's how I started intentionally crocheting through my emotions. I followed those five steps. It helped me to turn everything around. But remember that crochet is only one part of the puzzle. There's a lot more work to be done. But this is definitely the best place to start, especially if you love being creative, if you love yarn, if you love any types of arts and crafts. Doing something creative like this is what will speak to you best. And the best part about it is that you're practicing mindfulness and getting all of the benefits of mindfulness without even really trying. So many people are scared of mindfulness because they think that meditation is the only part of it. But really, it just means to sit in the moment and really take things in. It makes you more aware of your surroundings and yourself. So again, all the benefits of mindfulness, but you get to crochet at the same time. It's a pretty sweet deal. Once you get your stress under control, you'll start to feel more yourself, and then you'll be ready to do some deeper work. Now, just to recap, the five steps are: 1, pause and reflect; 2, choose a crochet project based on your emotion; 3, start processing; 4, journal; and 5, accept your feelings. Please give this a try and report back to me. I would love to hear from you. And if you've never crocheted before, I have a free 7-day Learn to Crochet challenge that you can get started on today. The link to sign up for the challenge and everything else I discussed today will be listed in the show notes. Happy crocheting! Hey, before you go, if this podcast inspired, motivated, or encouraged you in some way, I would love for you to leave me a written review. That is the number one way you can thank me, and I love hearing from you. Come connect with me over on Instagram, and always remember, you can do anything, but you cannot do everything. Talk soon.